All right, you're listening to the Shepherd and Bella Show. I thought I'd go live a little bit early today. I'll probably be on again later as well. But I wanted to get into a lot of these, the weather events that are going on. There's people that don't believe that this is abnormal by any means. The different flooding around the world and all that. Guys, don't forget to like, subscribe, share, and send this out. Also, support the broadcast as much as possible. I am definitely not supported by corporate interests or anything like that. So I'm so censored. You guys have to support this journalism or it's going to go away. I appreciate the people that have supported the broadcast, but it's up to you guys to keep it all going. And I definitely need a lot more support. I'm going to also have open call lines on the show as well. I'll put the number up here in a bit. If we take a look at some of the headlines over at Squawk, that's SQAUK.com. We'll get into this. Why upgrading the U.S. infrastructure should be the utmost priority for politicians, but it's not. Here's why. It's alarming that in 2024, amidst the numerous challenges our nation is grappling with, the viral issue of improving U.S. infrastructure has been basically, I'm not even going to read this because y'all know that, there's potholes in every road. You drive anywhere, potholes in every road. The bridges are now washing out. There's bridges that are not up to code, that there's all these inspection issues, our nuclear power plants, the school systems, there's old schools that need to be upgraded. Everything and anything you can think of in society needs to be upgraded in the United States of America. And that's why I really don't need to get into this because everyone knows that the situation is bad. But the whole crux of this is, why aren't politicians running on this? Why aren't they campaigning on this? You know, why don't they prioritize this over other issues? And a lot of this is because the government knows what's coming. They know severe weather changes, wildfires, and other extreme events are becoming more frequent and intense. And they know that this is the elephant in the room. They know, the federal government does recognize these threats. And they know that there's going to be abrupt and severe climate change and this stuff's going to get worse until eventually the sea levels rise about 400 feet. And we know this because there's water markings on the Great Pyramid that can tell us a story of what happens when the Nemesis system passes, when the planet Nibiru Nemesis system passes, or how if a rogue planet, or you want to call it Wormwood, when it passes too close to Earth and it does the magnetic locking and it starts pulling on the poles. But you know, politicians in office, they need to prioritize this. That's the whole point of this, because everything's just riddled with potholes. It's everything's on the brink of collapse, essentially. Now, I predicted this probably over a month ago when I wrote we did the poop soup articles over here at Squawk. That's SQAUK. com is how you spell it, SQAUK.com. There's a link in the description. Now, this is brought on by this flooding, essentially. A lot of these mosquitoes are, overpopulating right now in various areas, in wetland areas. And a lot of the United States was inundated by that hurricane. Now there's a terrifying mosquito-borne virus that triggered lockdowns in the U.S. in 4 towns so far. 1 in 3 infected with this will die. 4 towns in northeastern United States have implemented voluntary lockdowns to contain the eastern equine encephalitis. They also call this the EEE, and it's a deadly mosquito-borne virus. It has a 30% mortality rate. This has left a lot of people basically scared. As the summer ends and mosquito populations peak, 4 towns in Massachusetts, New York, and Connecticut have taken drastic measures against eastern equine encephalitis, or the EEE. It's a rare and highly fatal virus transmitted by mosquitoes. The severity of the virus, which kills nearly 1 in 3 infected individuals, has already claimed several lives. This has led authorities to impose curfews, recommended voluntary lockdowns, but make no mistake, this will turn into martial law eventually if the situation gets out of hand. Now, this triple E or the EEE is among the most dangerous mosquito-borne viruses in the United States. Although infections are relatively rare, the disease severity is unparalleled. About 30% of those infected die from the illness, and survivors often experience severe neurological damage. The virus is primarily transmitted through the bite of infected mosquitoes, which are common in wet and swampy areas. Now, there's people, they say they're terrified. They hear about these things in other parts of the world, but now they are happening here in the United States, just like I predicted. That's right. And there's one dead so far, as I think there might have even been a new case since this was written, but one dead from this virus already, and it's spreading around, and people are worried about this. But this is brought on by this flooding, by the rapid onset of flooding from brought on by this climate change and stuff, and it's keeping these areas wet in the United States. So look out for that, because everyone is missing the signs, ladies and gentlemen. We are ignoring the signs, a modern reflection on biblical flooding. Are we ignoring them? In recent years, floods of unprecedented scale have swept across the regions around the world, destroying entire communities and leaving behind a trail of devastation reminiscent of cataclysmic events described in the Bible. From the secluded villages of North Korea to the bustling cities of India, from the vast plains of China to the war-torn landscapes of Iraq, floods have ravaged the land, erasing homes, livelihoods, and in some cases, entire populations. The scale of these disasters raises a pressing and urgent question. Are we missing the signs laid out for us in the scriptures? The time for reflection and action is now. Guys, the Bible contains rich prophecies, obviously, and it contains a lot of warnings. And if we take a look at these natural disasters and these floods that are happening, one can only imagine that we are in the end times. One well-known account in the Bible is obviously Noah's Ark, where a great flood was sent to cleanse the earth of wickedness. This was in the book of Matthew. Also, guys, Jesus talks about signs in the heavens and the earth will precede the end times. In the Bible, Jesus urges believers to stay vigilant and recognize these signs. However, in today's increasingly secular and science-focused society, the spiritual implications of natural disasters are often overlooked and dismissed. Everyone's overlooking these. Everyone's laughing, saying this is all normal. but there's massive floods in North Korea, India, China, Iraq. Japan just got hit with a big typhoon. They're flooded over there. There's extreme rainfall going around. I mean, if you look at this, there's entire communities essentially wiped out. You know, by this. I'm not going to play all that. Just flooding. This is Bangladesh, India. Y'all can take a look at this. I mean, entire cities flooded out, okay? A lot of people are missing these signs. They're laughing. They think that it's not happening. This is China, okay? Right here, China. Completely inundated. And things are getting worse. And if we go to my Twitter feed, at Shepherd Ambellus on Twitter, we'll take a look at just some of the stuff that I have posted, and then we'll take some calls if anyone wants to call in. If not, I'll be back on the air later on. I just wanted to kind of get this out and show some updates on some of this. Now, here's, you know, 180 degrees in Iran at the airport. It reached 180 degrees on the tarmac. Guys, this is the highest heat index ever recorded globally. Now, this is the feels like temperature. Keep in mind the heat index, the feels like temperature. And it felt like 180 in Iran yesterday. So, you know, people can't tell me this is normal. Pretty soon your skin will start melting off. People's shoes are already melting off, but your skin will start melting off. Here's some of the imagery seen in and around the globe lately. This is reminiscent of Planet X coming in. And these are a lot of the telltale signs that everyone is missing that we see right here. And here's some flooding in Yemen. We got a dam burst, all these villages and farms. This is in Sudan. Indonesia. This is Indonesia. Now, this is, keep in mind, this is perfectly normal, right? This is perfectly normal. Now, this has engulfed entire cities and towns. China's had entire cities swallowed up. Completely underwater, telephone pole height. New York's beginning to spray the population like cockroaches for these mosquitoes. Everyone's going to get sprayed out. This is the end times, ladies and gentlemen. Skies are turning bright orange. None of this is normal. This is what the Bible is telling you. And apparently everyone missed the signs. Okay? Y'all are too wrapped up in the cardboard war that's going on that's never going to happen. Y'all are too wrapped up in politics. They've got everyone too wrapped up in Hollywood. They don't know that entire cities have been wiped off the map. They just don't know. They're too busy looking at the cardboard war. When I say cardboard war, I mean cardboard war. These are wooden guns that they're broadcasting on TV. They want to make you think that they're training to go do this war, and they got all these war fighters. And ladies and gentlemen, it's all cardboard. Now, what is going on is there's eye-bleeding viruses that kill a third of their victims. There's entire populations wiped out. Millions and millions of people displaced globally now. Tens of millions from flooding. 5 million in India alone. Look at this. As far as I can see, it's turned to an ocean. And you guys want to say this is normal? You want to say this is normal? Look at this. This guy almost got struck by lightning and he's terrified and he doesn't know if he'll make it to the afterlife because he got scared shitless of death when it was upon him. He doesn't know if he'll get his virgins or not. This man has no faith. He got terrified when the lightning almost struck him. He should just sit there and not be scared. That's why you want to know about these events ahead of time and you want to listen to the Shepherd Ambella Show and tell everyone about it and support it, because no one else is telling you that the world is underwater. It's in complete and total peril, and soon the economies will start collapsing globally. Now, here's the Dabu mask. This is the Dabu 7 mask. It's rubberized. You can't trust anything anymore, guys. You don't know who's who. We got the entire Middle East underwater here. They want you to think we're actually going to war over there in the Middle East pretty soon. No need. It's already wiped out. Soon it'll all be over. Look, how are they going to recover from the black mold and just the stuff that's going on? And if you fire one of these rocket launchers, you need to take the rim lock off, guys, because it doesn't end well. I'm not going to show that. This is the flooding taking place in Turkey. It's literally worldwide. Entire deserts turning to rivers and oceans. This is what people have to look forward to in America. Your property, everything you own, will be swept away until sea levels raise to 400 feet above their standard level. Things are going to get extremely bad, ladies and gentlemen. The flooding will not stop. It's persistent. It's coming. Things are going to get worse as the planet ramps up and gets closer. The Nemesis system is coming a lot closer. We're seeing orange skies. We're seeing iron oxide dust fall out of skies. Entire stadiums filled with orange air. Look at this. Entire cities. What is going on? This is Minnesota. Take a look. Ladies and gentlemen, the apocalypse is among us. Check it out. It never ends. All right. So this is what we got to deal with. Now, if people want to say this is normal, you know, and then it, right now, if you're saying, well, what does that got to do with me? Why do I need to care? You just need, if that's you right now, just turn off the show. Don't listen to the show ever again. Go listen to Timcast. Please just turn off the show, because that means you're scared shitless of what I just showed you. If you're like, how's this going to affect me? I don't care. What's that got to do with me? If you're saying that right now, just turn off the show. You've got a feeble mind and you're not able to handle this information. This is complete red out. This is actually a video, people. You can't even see in front of you right here, because the skies are turning red. They're filling red full of iron oxide dust in parts of the world. Temperatures well over 153, 180 degrees heat index on the heat index in Iraq at the airport. We got meteors falling out of the sky. Ladies and gentlemen, asteroids will start raining upon us. This is no joke. This is real. All you are watching this laughing right now. New people tuning into the show are saying, who is this fucking nut job telling us that this shit is coming? Ladies and gentlemen, I am showing you. Volcanoes will start erupting like they already are. Worldwide, we're looking at volcanoes erupting, typhoons. Guys, there's going to be plagues, disasters, famine. Food will not make it. Supply chains will be affected. The whole entire world, as you know it, is not going to continue in a normal fashion. They're hiding this as long as possible. They're trying to make it to the election. But ladies and gentlemen, this is rapidly happening and things are getting more and more intense. There's even people eating humans. This guy's going to barbecue this human up and eat him right there. And, you know, this is the end times. This is apocalyptic. That's Leatherface style right there. You know, he loves human meat. That's his thing. These are kids left. As soon as their dad can't stand on his tippy toes anymore and his skin soaks up all this water, they're all dead. They're dead. That's it. That's the last living people in this ocean of water. They're dead. There was 5 million others there. Now they're just, ladies and gentlemen, they're going to be submerged. There's hail in the summer. Again, wildfires burning up half the world. Greece is on fire. There's tons of places on fire. This is catastrophic. This is Turkey just getting completely bombarded and wiped out. This is only in the last couple days and last week or so, people. Ladies and gentlemen, wildfires completely consuming parts of Brazil. It just doesn't stop. Guys, I need more support over here to keep this going. 16 hours a day. I got so many articles on Squawk. There's over 500 reports on Squawk already, squauk.com. I outwrite pretty much every journalist on the planet. Some days I do 16 fully exclusive reports over there. This is just endless, entire cities and populations underwater. Some at telephone pole height. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a game. Soon, all of America will be engulfed. I told you it was going to snow in California in the summer the other day. I predicted it. And guess what? It did. It snowed a week later. Perfectly normal. All this is perfectly normal, guys. And if you're saying right now, what's that got to do with me? Please turn the show off. Go watch Timcast. Go watch Whitney Webb. Go watch all these people that aren't going to give you any news. Go watch the mainstream. No one has told you this is going on. Not one guy. There's no one covering it. Not even the Planet X experts are covering it. They all missed the signs. They literally all missed the signs. Ladies and gentlemen, call lines are open. 262-891-0070. 262-891-0070. If you want to call in and get in on this, do it now, because now is the time. The end times are upon us. And thanks for joining us in chat. If you're joining us in the YouTube chat, that's the place to be right now. I want to say hi to everyone in there. Jenny, what's up? Take Back America, Kevin, Soul, Doubt, A1, all of y'all in the chat. Thanks for making this possible. Nick, guys, I definitely do need more support. Please, if you can, support my efforts. I lose money every month to the point of which I can't even do this anymore. I literally lose so much money that it's beyond ridiculous. You know, there's a couple good family members that keep me going, but they can't support it any longer, so it's all just going to go away immediately, pretty much, if I don't get more support. And then y'all can go listen to all these other people not telling you what is going on. Okay, now this is happening between 30 and 40 degrees north latitudes. This is a planetary crisis. It's a deluge across the northern hemisphere, and all of this can be seen at Squawk. You can go to the search box on the upper right corner and type weather, type severe weather, type flooding, and you can access all of this information for yourself. An unprecedented plethora of information on this, guys. Asteroids are going to start hitting. They're going to start bombarding the Earth. Robots will take over. This is the rise of the robots. There will not be humans on the planet, especially after 2025. A lot of humans are going to disappear in 2025, in the coming up apocalypse. Now, the mud flood has begun. Entire communities put under mud, just like we see from Tartaria. This is happening. This is not normal. There's still entire swaths of Florida that are underwater, towns, communities. Look at this. This is happening. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Turkey. Can you believe this? Snow in the summer. We got wildfires. It just doesn't stop. I could literally go on for days, weeks, and years, and people don't even know this is happening. I had people commenting on my articles in on this this mosquito article. They said severe flooding from climate change, because that's in the article, that's what it said, is bringing on the mosquitoes. Give me a break. Flooding has been happening around the world in various areas for centuries. Fear mongering on steroids. I had to comment. I said, in recent months, entire cities have been engulfed. You might want to get up to speed. Here are tons of links. None of the flooding is, quote, normal. And then I gave them a link to Squawk. That's SQAUK.com, where there's literally hundreds of articles. There's just pages and pages of it. It just doesn't stop. Ladies and gentlemen, support my journalism. Support the efforts of Shepherd Ambellus. And make a pledge today. I can see that no one's going to call in because you guys are probably all on your lunch break. So I will be back later on in the evening. And we're going to go over some of these approved sources that Sam Tripoli tweeted out and some of the people that these people are supporting and are calling journalists in the media, when they're nothing more but shills. In fact, a lot of these people are just pushing garbage. They're telling you it's going to be World War III every day for years. Ladies and gentlemen, I told you this planet was coming for over a decade now, and it rightfully so, because there's a 3,600-year elliptical orbit that the Nemesis system revolves on. So for half of its time, it's actually inbound. So for a good, 1,700 or so years, this thing is coming inbound. So safely, I could say it's coming inbound. Now, we've seen all the weather ramp up since the days of Al Gore. They told you there was going to be all this severe weather change. We've seen this. Now we've seen all of this ramping up, and it's coming to a head. Just like I told you, I've made entire feature films on it. The links are in the description. Support the show, support the broadcast, get my film. There's feature films made on it. Watch Shackled to Silence. Watch how I ushered this in. I told everyone it was coming. Y'all need to support me and support this kind of journalism better. Stop supporting the other clowns. Stop buying Starbucks. Send in hundreds of dollars. If you can afford $100, it can go a long ways. Don't just send in $5, send in hundreds and hundreds of dollars. I need way more money or this is all going to go away. I just wanted to make you guys aware. If you can afford it, send it in. You're buying Starbucks. You're buying the shit all day long. I do this 16 hours a day. That means I don't have money coming in from any other source. I can't do this 16 hours a day and work another job to make money. I'm not retired. I don't get paid by YouTube. I don't get paid by anyone. Corporate interests do not pay me. No one is paying me. They are avoiding everything I say because they know I'm spot on. Guys, watch this. I'm the one that ushered it in. I made entire feature films on it. Y'all need to start supporting this and know who's who. Who's the real OG out here doing this full time and who's brought you the real information. It's not Sam Tripoli. It's not Whitney Webb. It's not all these other clowns out there, Tim Cast. It's not Alex Jones. It's none of these people told you what was coming. They didn't make feature films on it. They don't have the proof. They don't have the evidence. They haven't been doing this since they were 16 years old, where they knew what was coming because they've been studying this very thing. And then I happen to be the guy that uncovered all the pandemic plans and the mass graves and everything. It's just getting out of control. That's it. I'm out. Y'all aren't going to call in. I'll see you later. Y'all have a good day now. And support the broadcast. Support, support, support the show. All right? So I got to make that known or it's literally going to go away. I need way more support. Thanks, guys. See you later.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.